This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. I feel like I am here tonight. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up, second hour coming, I think he's at SHOT Show right now, is Sean Maloney. We're going to find out about the world according to Second Call Defense with him for the second hour. We got a lot of things to cover. Yes, I see that, Potts. So many things to cover that we're just going to have to do them one at a time. Obama's latest executive actions have run up against their first legal wall. The Freedom Watch on Monday challenged the executive order on guns, which, and rightfully so, this is instructing the ATF and other agencies to reinterpret legislation passed by Congress. Now, the president has said he's justifying this by closing what he called was a loophole that allowed certain sales to occur without a background check. He said he was doing so purely because he does not like the legislative decisions of Congress, wrote Freedom Watch founder Larry Klayman. These actions are unconstitutional abuses of the president's and executive branch's role in our nation's constitutional architecture and exceed the powers of the president as set forth in the U.S. Constitution. The lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida alleges that President Obama doesn't have the legal authority to redefine laws that Congress has passed. The new interpretation that he's trying to put together allows the ATF to extend its enforcement activities to people who do not make their livelihood selling firearms and requires them to perform a background check. That previous limitation on jurisdiction was known by its detractors as the gun show loophole. This is only the first lawsuit challenging the January 4th executive order that many experts predicted to be controversial. I expect it just to be beaten down. Klayman argues that the executive order violates due process by containing overly vague language about prohibiting mental health, which that it also does. So we'll see where it goes. We're going to see where it goes. Now, in the chat room, the question has been brought up, and this is presidential politics, so I'll take it up. Some of the information they're finding on Hillary Clinton's email server is information that is classified top secret SAP. Now, I never met anybody that had a SAP designator on their security clearance. Never met one. I was in there for 7 years. I never met one guy or woman. SAP is Special Access Program. Now, this is very classified information. The SAP, as a matter of fact, when they were going in there to look at it, they had to make sure that the people looking at the information that they were finding on the email server, they had to be cleared to look at it just to see that it was SAP. And That is, this is a game changer, okay? Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying it's going to happen in a year. But I do not see how Hillary Clinton doesn't get into a whole lot of trouble over this. This is at the very best, this can be construed as espionage by parking this on her non-secure mail server. This is bad. This is really bad. This revelation is really, really bad. She's out there right now. She's upset because she's trying to make something out of Sarah Palin endorsing Donald Trump. She doesn't need to worry about anything right now. She needs to worry about what she's got going on with this email server. She has broken the law. She has broken the law. She has committed felonies, okay? Anybody else with a top, if she had a top secret SAP clearance, which I had a top secret SCI, and oh, the microscope they went up my my rectal orifice with to check me out. I mean, I can't imagine what you go through for SAP. I don't even know how that would work. She is, this revelation is bad. This is one of these things where, you know, everybody sits back and waits on this too. Because of the cover up and because of the fact that it was sitting out there. Now, if she had been straight up, and this is how serious this is, if she'd been straight up and said, well, yeah, I had classified stuff. What do you mean? Was I supposed to have done something with this email server? Even if she was completely ignorant of things, as far as that goes, she knows the law. So there's statements that she has to sign in the State Department that indicates that when you become a member of the State Department, that while you're there, any documentation that you get involved with, that is State Department documentation, you turn that back over to the State Department. When you sign that, if you don't, and she had to have signed it. Right now they can't find it. Isn't that interesting? Nobody remembers if she signed it. She's got a lot of problems. She's got a lot of problems. This will continue to shake itself out. It's not going to be as fast as if it was me and you. Now, if you or I had a top secret SAP clearance and we had stuff basically laying out here on or posting it to Facebook or whatever, we would be dealt with really quick. Yeah. They would probably, in my particular case, in the military, I'm pretty sure they would take me back in. They would make me go back in. And then I'd be in uniform again, and so they could stencil that P on my back and then stick me in a military prison where, you know, it's not exactly like it is in the movies. It really isn't. It's not even like it is in that. I don't even remember that Charlie Sheen movie with Lawrence Fishburne and all the other guys. I don't remember that at all, but it's not even that good. It's not even that good. So, yes, Hillary's got problems. Now, Obama's got problems. So they both got problems. Obama's out there. You know, Hillary's out there. This is why Hillary's saying that she would continue. This would be Obama's third term. This is a calculus that she's got going on right now. She's thinking, well, Obama's still popular. And he is, inexplicably so. Nobody approves of what he's doing as a job, but, you know. You don't believe that, Musco. If you believe that, why are you here, dude? I think she's got more problems than she's going to be able to solve. This thing of getting out there and with this SAP, the Special Access Program info being out there, that's not a smoking gun. That's a gun that's inflamed. That's a gun that's on fire. That's really bad. That is really bad. But don't sit back in despair when nothing happens. It's nothing. Remember this. The media is going to drag it out as long as they can. Because Hillary is the anointed one. She is the one that it's her turn. But it was supposed to be her turn with Obama. And right now she's sort of trailing Sanders. And, you know, she's coming out and she's just flailing in the water. Flailing in the water. Being asked if that was linked to the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if it was or not, but yeah, that would mean if it was linked to the Clinton Foundation that everybody there had access to it. We will be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back. Coming back at you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
There's an outfit out there called Sinclair Broadcast Group. I've heard them. I don't know that much about them. They hosted a town hall discussion amongst lawmakers and experts. Yes, make sure that you understand that quotation marks around the experts. About their thoughts on guns in America. Representative Tim Murphy, Republican from Pennsylvania, he worked 3 decades as a psychologist, said he liked the idea of investing in mental health as part of a plan to stop gun violence. We should be investing in mental health anyway. We should be investing in mental health anyway. In this culture today, if you have a son and he's in elementary school, very high odds he's medicated. And at some point he's going to come off of that medication. He's put on the medication by somebody that wasn't a psychologist. So, yeah, we need to be looking at the mental health and dealing with it on a regular basis. Now, he said we really need to have some fundamental changes in policy in the U.S. and how we deal with mental illness. That is part of the problem, paying attention to what's in people's heads, not just paying attention to what's in their heads and their hands is the crux of a big issue here. No kidding. Okay. See, these town halls, this is a dog and pony show. You understand that, don't you? This is not like this is going to be some big change. This isn't the Rand Corporation or the Heritage Foundation getting together and having a bunch of people together and sitting down and trying to put something together and then go take it and try to sell it. This is them getting together to talk so that people can see them talking. Case in point is the next guy that steps up. That's Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe of Virginia, who said he felt there were way too many gun deaths in our nation today. Here's the thing that nobody ever mentions this. Nobody ever mentions this. We get compared with nations all the time that have a quarter of our population, that have a tenth of our population. We get compared to that all the time. Nobody ever looks out there and says, well, you know, there's somewhere north of 350 million guns in the United States in the hands of between 125, 135 million people in the United States today. Nobody looks at that and then looks at the percentage of bad actors, of criminals that get their hands on guns. And those criminals would exist whether we had guns or not, okay? And they would have guns because guns are that genie's out of the bottle. But nobody ever looks at that and says, we do pretty good, which is the truth. We do pretty good, even with the population the way it is. We could actually be much higher than we are. We come in the middle of the pack. We don't lead. We're not at the bottom. We come in the middle of the pack, which if it's such a epidemic, as they say it is, that, we would literally be stepping in blood puddles. Terry McAuliffe said there's way too many gun deaths in our nation today. He tweeted, we need common sense gun legislation here in Virginia. That is the only way we're going to keep our communities safe. And he misspelled communities. He mentioned the Virginia Tech shooting and the massacre of 2 journalists on live TV last fall. And he said, what I've tried to call for is common sense gun restrictions. There are certain individuals who should not be able to purchase a firearm. Okay, I'm being asked in the chat room, how violent is Australia and England? And that's the violence. Violence is the big problem. It's not the tools of the violent. It's the fact that they are violent. Now, in Australia, where they don't allow guns anymore since 1996 when they had their, quote, unquote, voluntary, but we are going to use the force of the government if you don't play ball, gun buyback, and then the prohibition that they put in place after. The bad guys there, they've discovered they can smuggle guns, which that's a big issue. And they've also discovered that they can make them. They can make them in their garage. Anybody with a little bit of metalworking knowledge can go to Lowe's and get the stuff to make a gun. And they are. They are. England is the most violent country in the industrial world. We have all together, all violence. All violence here in the United States. We have somewhere 412 violent crimes per 100,000. In England is 2,034. Yeah. 2,034. McAuliffe gets out there and says that certain individuals should not be able to purchase a firearm. Who? See, you're not itemizing here. We, you know, I don't mind anybody going after criminals. I don't mind the anti-gunners going after criminals. Go after them by all means. Do it. Stop slapping them on the wrist and letting them go, though. Okay? You wouldn't do that with me. I don't mind that. But what they want to do is so vague and opaque and just, I mean, they're not getting, you got to get in detail with me if you're going to try to take my rights away. You got to show me some attempt at justifying what you're about to do. And if you can't do that, then don't do it. Don't do it. Don't get upset when you can't do it. You can't articulate the reason why. Shut up. This was a roundtable discussion, and experts across the board discussed their opinions in the hotly debated issue. Sarah Karai with the Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America. Do you get the idea this is sort of a stacked deck at this confab? She said, this is about saving lives. Background checks and firearm sales save lives. David Keene, Washington Times opinion editor, disagreed with the Virginia governor's idea of common sense regarding the requirement of a background check to obtain a gun. He said, the problem with the system is it doesn't work. There are a lot of people in it who shouldn't be in it, and there are a lot of people who should be in it who aren't in it. Lad Everett, communications director for the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. Number one, not everyone has to go through the system. This is the private gun sales pickle for them. Dr. Liza Gold, clinical professor of psychiatry at Georgetown, explained her opinion on whether mental illness is connected to gun violence. Fact of the matter is that mental illness is by itself only very weakly associated with any kind of risk of violence, and in particular gun violence. The much higher risk is suicide. Hans von Spakovsky with Heritage Foundation mentioned that the FBI data points to violent crime rates dropping in the past three decades. This is the same time that gun ownership has gone up. All of these things should be approached the way the NRA approached the CNN town hall, and let's just not go. Let them sit there. It's already decked, you know, stacked their way. Let them have it. We'll deal with them on the street. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ah, yes. Fast and Furious. It is the gift that keeps on giving. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, see, originally, when we were looking at Fast and Furious, the thing that everybody was looking at was they were getting handguns and they were getting AK variants. And, well, you know, that's pretty standard fare, handguns and some sort of long gun. But apparently somebody might have asked some other questions because they just, when they captured Joaquin El Chapo Guzman and they got into his hideout in Mexico, they found a 50 caliber Barrett there. And this was one of the guns that was funneled in through Fast and Furious. This happened after a raid January 8th in the city of Los Mochis that killed five of his men and wounded one Mexican Marine. And they found a number of weapons inside his house where he was staying, including the rifle. When agents from the ATF checked serial numbers on the eight weapons found in his possession, they found one of the two 50 caliber weapons traced back to the ATF program. Right now, their federal officials are saying they don't know how many of the weapons seized from Guzman's house actually originated in the U.S. and where they are purchased, but they are investigating. Most of the guns in Mexico today are clearly marked that they didn't come from the United States. Clearly. 34 of the weapons sold on Fast and Furious were 50 calibers. And they keep talking, this is a Fox News story, they keep talking about what it can take down. It can take down a helicopter, it can take down a car, you know, all this other stuff. The part that is always is entertaining for me is, I don't know how many of you remember basic training that might have been in the military. But they used to show us how to shoot at a helicopter. If, you know, helicopters, you might be on a mountain or at a high point of land, and a helicopter might actually get eyeball to eyeball with you. And they would show us how to shoot at a helicopter, where to shoot it. We'd be shooting it in the yoke, which is that shaft coming up that the rotors are attached to. We'd be shooting at the yoke of the helicopter. Or if we were really, really good and we'd take out the tail, well, that would be another thing altogether then, because then a helicopter just becomes a runaway corkscrew at that point. But helicopters do have weak points. And it doesn't take a 50 caliber to do it, but they're just, you know, 50 caliber Barrett. Wow. Federal law enforcement soldiers or sources told Fox News that El Chapo would put his guardsmen on hilltops to be on guard for Mexican police helicopters that would fly through valleys conducting raids. Sole purpose of the guardsmen would be to shoot down those helicopters. No indication if they ever shot any down. I'd like to know what their one loss record was. I think that's fair. This was part of Fast and Furious. See, they know this gun was here because they allowed it to go here. Most of the guns that we were sending through Fast and Furious went to the Sinaloas, which is Guzman's outfit. But they're saying they lost track of 1,400 of the 2,000 guns. They lost track of all of them. They're not tracking any of them. They track them when they find them again. The operation allowed criminals to buy guns in Phoenix area shops with the intention of tracking them once they made their way into Mexico. They did not tell the Mexican judiciary, the attorney general, or anybody in the Mexican government this was going on. They stopped agents ready to intercept and interdict and stop. They would stop them, tell them to stand down. This operation has become a major, it's been a major thorn, as it should be. But I'm not content with this. That part of it is beyond me. Somebody needs to be in jail. Holder needs to be in jail. I'm not going to go through all this again, this litany of people that I think need to be in jail. There's quite a few people that should be in jail over this. This is the third time a weapon from Fast and Furious has been found at a high-profile Mexican crime scene. This is not good for them. This is not good for those guys. I'm so very pleased that I come from the same state as a South Carolina legislator, Representative Michael Pitts. He got out there and he tweaked anti-gun news outlets by proposing a bill that would require journalists operating in our state of South Carolina to register and be approved by the government. He knew it. Everybody knows it. This scheme is blatantly unconstitutional, which is exactly the point. Pitts is a Republican who represents Greenwood and Lawrence counties there in the upstate. And he told the Charleston Post and Courier his South Carolina Responsible Journalism Registry Law, which is modeled after the state law requiring a permit to carry a concealed weapon, is aimed at stimulating discussion about the constitutionality of gun controls, widely supported by members of the press. He said in a statement, "It strikes me as ironic that the first question is constitutionality from a press that has no problem demonizing firearms. With this statement, I'm talking primarily about printed press and TV. The TV stations, the 6 o'clock news, and the printed press have no qualms demonizing gun owners and gun ownership. Quite a few of the national press has been picking this stuff up, and they're losing their mind too. There's a Washington Post story about the bill, and it links to the Post and Courier article. Somehow, though, they missed the Second Amendment angle in their headlong rush to condemn the disrespect for the first. He wrote, my visceral reaction isn't printable, but can be summarized thusly. This is a naked attack on the First Amendment. You know, the one that says Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. I realize we're talking about a state legislature here, not Congress, but we're also talking about one of the nation's founding principles. That aside, this kind of law would be completely unworkable. Look, there's plenty of media garbage out there, but everyone has a different definition of what garbage is. Does anyone want a bunch of self-interested government officials setting the standard? That's the point, idiot. You get it. Now take that part where you're talking about the First Amendment, superimpose the Second Amendment on it. It is the same standard. You have the same standard. That part is really, you know, I'm tickled. I'm proud to be in the same state. Proud. Pitts is asking, why is requiring people to obtain a license before their Second Amendment rights okay, when with your First Amendment right, you think there's no way that should ever be messed with? That's sacrosanct. You can't touch that. What do you mean? When we come back, the FBI is looking at things, and the background check system is imperiled. Oh, no. We'll be right back.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlo Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlo Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlo Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlo Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlo helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlo absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-679-9744. That's 1-800-679-9744.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next hour, it's going to be Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. For those of you who don't know anything about Second Call Defense, if you want to go to lockandloadradioRightNow.com, lockandloadradio.com. The top article, that is me doing a video of me opening my little packet I got when I became a Second Call Defense member. They are a sponsor of the show. They are a good friend of the show. Sean Maloney has his, he's at SHOT Show right now. He's got his hands in all kinds of activism having to do with making sure the Second Amendment stays safe. Well worth your support, and it's the final tool in the toolkit of self-defense. It's something you can't train to do. You can't train to represent yourself in the court of law. And yes, Heath, I want to know what your agent number is for your agency arms Glock 19. I am now not the only agency arms gun owner in South Carolina. Thank God. The FBI has been being, they've been enjoying being overwhelmed by background checks for many new gun sales. Now they've got so many of these coming in, they've had to halt appeals by prospective buyers who've been turned down. But that is not the only problem facing this very original system. Now, it's a good problem to have, though. It's a good problem for us to have because this means they got problems. They got problems making it work. But it also means that people are going to get, they're going to fall through the cracks. They're going to fall through the cracks. Not bad guys, good people. Good people are not going to get their gun when they want to. This new gun, you know, 2015 was a record year. Record year. The entire cadre of appeal examiners in the FBI, and that's only about 70 analysts, have been redeployed to help keep pace with the waves of incoming background check investigations that continued through December with a record of 3.3 million firearm sales were processed for that month. 3.3 million. 12 months. I don't know how many. There's probably a lot of Black Friday stuff. 185,000 on Black Friday, you know. The transfer of examiners have left a backlog of 7,100 appeals, and it is only part of a makeshift reorganization. The FBI Assistant Director Stephen Morris said it has become necessary to handle a burgeoning workload that expands in the wake of every mass shooting and call for increased gun control that invariably prompts firearm sales binges across the country. You know how you could slow that down, FBI, while you're sitting there belly aching about getting paid to do a job? You want to know how, this is the way it could, and you could make this suggestion. I'm sure your guy Comey would listen to somebody. make the suggestion to the president, to the certain members of Congress, that the Second Amendment is part of the Bill of Rights, and you're not going to subvert it or anything else. We're just going to leave it alone. You keep talking about wanting to have fewer guns in the hands of civilians. Every time you open your mouth, you're guaranteeing that we're going to have another spike in sales. If you would shut up, maybe you would get your way a little bit. Maybe sometimes not doing nothing helps things happen. Now, of course, I don't want that to be the way it is, actually, but you know what I'm saying. Morris said in an interview with USA Today that the last several months we kind of found ourselves in a perfect storm. In each of the last 6 months, the number of background checks has risen steadily, according to FBI records, ending with December's record, with more than 500,000 over the previous monthly high posted in the aftermath of the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut school massacre, which was spurred, I might add, by Joe Biden and his big mouth. It wasn't spurred by, they started talking, and right away, and I hate to say this, but a lot of people who should have known better went out there and thought, oh, my God, they're going to ban them. They can't ban them. They can't ban them. There's a lot of things they would like to do, and banning them is one of them. But they can't. They know it. Obama would ban them in a heartbeat. He's out there right now telling you. And everybody works against him, though. Even the ones that are on his team, they work against him. While he's out there wanting to ban them, there's plenty of people going out there saying, let's pick them up. No indication who they're talking about going out to pick them up. That's the big issue. Okay, Big Polly, what are they trying in Washington State? I know about I-594, but who's really getting by with enforcing that? I know what they did in Seattle with the gun shops, but how many people just moved out of state or moved out of the city limits? They're going to try everywhere they can. That's the thing. Expect that. Expect them to try everything they can. A minority of people want this. They're going to try everything out there. Sure, they want to ban. That's their placebo, isn't it? Ban assault weapons. High standard capacity magazines. They call them high caps. That's always the low-hanging fruit for them. And the problem is, those don't get used that much. As a matter of fact, you've got a bigger chance of being beat to death with a mailbox. Yeah. Than being shot by any kind of rifle, much less an assault weapon. In the meantime, now Obama promised to revamp the NICS system, which that would be good. That would be good. That would be really, really good if he would do that, because then we could get back to the appeals process, because we know what 94% of these things are false positives. And then you've got a better chance probably of being attacked by a shark in Cleveland than you do of being prosecuted, because they don't prosecute. Do you know Paul at Bravo Company, Big Paulie? I'd like to know Paul at Bravo Company if you know him. Anyway. That's the thing, though. I no matter how much of this stuff that you hear me talk, I want everybody to understand this quite, quite clearly. We have their agenda on the ropes. We really do. We have them gasping for breath. They don't really know what to do next. They keep wanting to. It's the same old tired line. It's the same old talking point. Despite the fact, and ignoring facts all over the place. And for these cities where you've had these jumps, like in Chicago, they're already exceeding records for this year. No matter how many concealed weapon permits you might hear about in Chicago now, they're still quite anti-gun there. The cities where crime is spiking, they're the problem. It's not guns. It's the city governments. They are the enablers. So it's not a bad time to be a gun owner. In fact, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. It's real good. But President Barack Obama's timing is way off. He's out there saying, no one wants to take your gun. And then you have these other politicians out there saying, we should ban this, and we should ban that, and we should ban these, and we should ban those. Yeah, you do, Mr. President. I really wish you would just come right out and say that. Let's get it all on the table, huh? No, X50. I'm not current military there. I'm 54 years old, dude. Although I could be full-time military. I don't know exactly what I would do though. Although I did post a very nice picture in my Facebook today that some of you may have seen. It's a combatant coming out of the haze, but you can't really tell anything about him. And it says, "Fear the old man who operates in a profession where most of the men killed are young." Yeah. Yeah. We make up for our lack of stamina and being able to run under heavy loads for long distances with a whole lot of treachery and cruelty. Now, those of you that are wherever you're at, go to Lock and Load. In the Google Plus and in the chat room, if you have not been, if you don't know anything about Second Call Defense, go to the front, go to the homepage, lockandloadradio.com, and just watch the video. It's a short video. It'll play in about the same amount of time we're going to be gone. It'll be done, and then you'll know. And then when Sean comes in and joins me, well, then we will, we'll get right on it. Everybody will be on the same page. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.